In 2009, native St. Louisan Kevin McKernan moved back to St. Louis from Chicago and posted an ad on Craigslist. He wanted to teach long-form improv comedy, as he had learned and performed it in Chicago, and he was looking for students. What started as strangers, brought together by that ad, grew into a training program that's now a brick-and-mortar comedy theater in the Central West End, with over 200 students and performers.
I came back to St. Louis because all the personal stuff that's really good about improv, the stuff that makes your life better and the friends you make and the kind of life skills that you work on through improv, I thought should be accessible to everybody. And I didn't like thinking that my hometown, which I love dearly, didn't have a long-form improv theater for itself.
Chicago is known for comedy. It's home to theaters like the Second City and the I.O. Theater, which offer extensive training programs for those who want to perform. These are the places that crank out many of the actors and actresses you see on your favorite comedy shows. And they're the places where Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels goes to scout for talent. It's a vibrant scene where many audition and few get spots.
The nice thing about St. Louis, though, is that we don't have that, in my opinion, because I think it would make everything a little bit more competitive in a way that just doesn't excite me. I like doing it in a small community where people really get to know each other and support one another and get excited by the work just for the work's sake.
McKernan isn't alone in his view of improv in St. Louis. The Improv Shop's general manager, Andy Slowey, graduated from both the Second City and I.O.'s training programs before coming back to his hometown of St. Louis and helping start the Improv Shop.
The performers at the Improv Shop, there's not a lot of pressure, so people take risks here in a really nice way, where people will go out on stage and not worry too much about failing. So when you don't worry about failure, you really free yourself to do really great stuff.
If you're not quite sure how improv works or what it is exactly, here's a crash course. There are two kinds, short form and long form. Short form is mostly made up of games, like on the show Whose Line Is It Anyway, where the players are given a specific premise and then they make up lines, jokes, or songs on the spot. Long form is when a team of improvisers gets a suggestion from the audience.
Anybody have a suggestion?
And then they can use any number of methods to draw inspiration from the suggestion. For example, maybe someone gives a monologue, like improviser Laura Lanigan does here.
Toothbrush. That reminds me of the time I got my wisdom teeth taken out when I was 16. My dentist's office was a nice, sterile place.
And then for 25 minutes, the team makes up scenes inspired by things said in the monologue.
Sally, you know I love you, but your house, everything is just so sterile.
Oh. Like the Chicago theaters, the Improv Shop has a training program. There are 5 levels of classes, with an optional level 0 where complete beginners can get their feet wet, and each level lasts about 8 weeks. But if improv is made up on the spot, you might wonder what the classes are even for. Well, each level focuses on something different. You learn various styles or forms of improv, and you practice skills that make scenes stronger, like listening, responding emotionally, remembering details. But you start with some basic rules. Slowey explains.
Well, there's rules, but we also don't like calling them rules because rules can be broken. But one thing is you say yes. You say yes and. Everyone has probably heard of that. If you've heard of improv at all, you've probably heard of yes and. Yes and is just saying yes to something and then and. So you add something to it. You agree to the reality that's being set up and you add something to it. And that's how we generate the scenes. We want to add information as opposed to ask questions because questions just delay the information being presented. And then we also want to heighten things. We want to make things bigger as we go. So if we have a small problem at the start of an improv scene, we have a huge problem by the end of the improv scene. In sketch comedy, you'll see that all the time, where it starts off with one thing and then boom, 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 gets big and huge by the end of it.
One of the tenets of the Improv Shop is that there are no limits on who can improvise, according to McKernan.
Really, anybody can be good at improv. I'm an introvert, and I mean, I'm not really great at improv, but it appeals to me as an introvert. So I think people that actually like spend time observing life and don't fancy themselves the center of attention, like it's definitely not. I think there's sometimes the myth that like you got to be like a kind of Robin Williams wacky center of attention flurry of wit kind of personality type to be good at improv, and that's not true at all. Although that person can be good at improv, of course, but you don't need to be that. But I think it really, I do think because by nature of being a human being, you have experiences that no one else has ever had in the world. And all of that now is valuable on an improv stage. All of that, all of the heartache and pain you've gone through, all of the bad stuff and the good stuff and the things you remember and value about your life, all of a sudden just became material for you to improvise with.
Here's a scene by improvisers Chris Clark and Phoebe Richards.
No comment? That's what you're going to say when I ask you what's my least attractive physical attribute? No comment?
If I tell you something, then you'll just, like, latch onto that and I'll never hear the end of it. So why would I...
Oh, my ears, huh? You're just trying to subtly...
No.
They're big. I
no,
get it.
I'm not... No, I like your ears. Why do you feel like there needs to be something wrong?
Well, then why'd you break up with me? That's why. That doesn't help my self-esteem.
It's not about your physical appearance. You're an attractive man.
It's not just my personality.
Well... It's not so much your personality as it is the two of our personalities at the same time.
But you have so many friends. Everyone likes you. So, by that logic train, it must be me that's the problem.
One of the most important ingredients in improv is paying attention. When an improviser remembers something that was said by a teammate and then references it later, which is known in the comedy world as a callback, it can be a huge hit with the audience. It's like an inside joke that everyone present for that show can enjoy. Remember in the scene you just heard when Chris Clark said the phrase, "by that logic train"? Well, improviser Elizabeth Oberle called back to that later in the show.
All aboard the logic train! Last call for the logic train! Can I give you a bit of advice? You don't look too enthused to be on the logic train. I mean, you look more like a Soul Train kind of guy to me.
It makes sense that Kevin McKernan and Andy Slowey love improv and say it's for everyone. They're the guys that run the improv shop. But what do the students of the improv shop have to say? To find out, I talked to some recent graduates of Level 5 about their experience.
I was so nervous about it, but then once I started getting up there and everyone was so supportive, it wasn't even a question. This community is built to make sure that you can perform.
I think the biggest thing for me has just been meeting a lot of people that I can be stupid in myself with.
It's definitely made me more confident in myself, and I feel okay just being myself in front of people.
I mean, you hear it all. I went from zero all the way through. You hear it from the very beginning of, like, you know, let go, just go out. And you're like, yeah, totally, totally. And every week you think you are. Just within the last 2 weeks, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not a scared piece of shit anymore. Oh, yay. And I'm just like, I'm going to tell everybody the real truth about me. I'm like, I'm going to talk about me. I am revealing every secret I've ever had. And it is the most cathartic thing in the world.
So do you think that anyone can do that? Anybody can do improv?
Everyone does already, and they don't even notice. I mean, even right now, we don't know what either one of us is going to say. You know, like, that's just how it always is. And for me, it's fun. I love to laugh. I love to get to know people. But honestly, it has been one of the most tumultuous years of my life. And without this place and these people, like, I would be a sad, like, but no, I am happier than I've ever been.
Again, Andy Slowey.
So to be in a place where you're with a whole bunch of people in the trenches doing this work, and you're all just being yourselves as hard as you can, you feel good about yourself because the stuff you're doing on stage is just you, and people are appreciating it, and people are laughing at the stuff that you're doing, and they're laughing with you. How often are we with people where we can just truly, honestly be who we are and be celebrated for that?
The Improv Shop's mission statement is inspired by a quote by Kurt Vonnegut. It says, I would really, over the long run, hope America would find some way to provide all of our citizens with extended families, a large group of people they could call on for help. It doesn't say anything about developing great comedians or entertainers. In fact, there's no mention of comedy at all. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Because when you take strangers and make them friends, and take those friends and make them families, the funny and the fun will happen. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I'm Katie Cook, St. Louis Public Radio. Walk with